individual presentations later, but you still want to do it like that. And then you hit function F8, so it's CRT also here. So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see the screen will flicker like that, and then it'll wait about a minute. There you go. Is that all right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there would be good.
Obviously, agenda presentations are what you'll sort of, that's what you'll structure the meeting around.
So that's this.
We saved it in your my document.
Oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want.
But let's just start it off here and we'll see what happens. You all ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's see the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closure. Project aim is a new remote control. Original, shanty, and user friendly. Functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Details design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal. Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So we're supposed to bring the little things for them.
Yeah, let me just click on. Do you have a belt?
Clicking that too.
Oh, put them in your pocket.
Yeah. So my first study.
That's a very good elephant.
That is an elephant.
Sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Supposed to have a great memory. You say that elephant never forgets. Mm. And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the wiper and wipe it off? It's the aesthetics designer,
Aesthetics, yep. Sure. Okay, my favorite animal. Let's see. I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a liger. A combination of a lion and tiger.
Oh.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
It's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is, and it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
Healing well, the heal, and they can feel like humans.
Wow.
Problems. So.
They're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Love that.
There we are. So.
I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for the thing, I'll draw a little. I obviously can't draw something.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, no. It's just
a prairie dog?
No.
A squirrel?
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, well, you got it. That was the test to see if this equipment was all working. Let's move on to the next phase. Okay, put it finance. 75, 25 euros. If it aim 50 million euros. Production costs. Alright, it's coming.
Right.
Can't cost any more than $12.50 to make. Someone's experience with remote control. So I talk about who objectives, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean, the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide. Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just to give us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one, maybe.
Okay. All right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I think we've all got.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a TV remote control, okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all of the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, that DVD player or something like that. But like, at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah. No, that's the other thing, is it's got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it, but it's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much? How much do we have per?
It can't be more than $12.50 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget, or?
Well, at the moment,
what we're
doing at the moment is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it would be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
But we have like one that comes out. Like, so you have one in like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And then you have another one and you slide it out. So
cool.
It slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
a lot.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just split them out.
Okay.
I'll have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff. And then on the other side, a remote control that would be very, very simple with just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. Like, keep it really, really simple on one side, and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
I'm not sure if it's a
as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you
manipulate it. No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold. Like, you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
Okay.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe.
Mm.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking up.
Okay. Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah,
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control. That is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Right.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean,
bearing in mind, we had something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic, so
yeah,
it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What will make it interesting for people to buy, though?
Well, maybe even something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons. For
sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain kind of people. Certain demographic.
That looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Light.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, it would be all day talking about how it let's do that.
Because at the end of the day, it says just TV remote. It doesn't say combination
at
all.
I mean, obviously, everyone, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in one, but.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this, I did to work, you have 5 or 6 remotes and they've been lying on the couch. You'd come and sit down and, the television sits down or something. So maybe something that does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button.
Okay, like a lock function on it, like your telephone.
But make it really snazzy and cool, people will want it, so make it,
Yeah, it's gotta be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what he was saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, you don't flip on it. Channels not allowed to flip on it.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas.
Yeah, I guess that's.
Let's move on.
Good for now.
What is IDVID of an ESA?
Industrial designer. Which is.
User crisis.
There you go. So that's. User interface designer. That's.
That's me.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you. So you've got to. There you go, you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one who, you're going to be working out what box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's, what goes into the box somehow.
How it
works. And marketing.
What the user requires.
Yeah.
I think our two kind of overlap.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like our responsibilities have.
You two
have been some overlap.
I think we just double,
working
together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in the remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone. Well done. Good meeting.
All right. See you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do you take me back? I don't know.